We're going to go ahead and get started. I think Emily will probably be joining us here soon. She is on the agenda, and we'll come back to her if she is able to join us. I know she was involved in several meetings today, so we'll just go ahead, Julie. Is going to be recording this meeting for us, so it goes out on a podcast. And so I think everybody did hit the record, and I do believe it's being recorded now. Thank you very much, Julie. We have, I believe, most of our staff here, so we have a couple more that might be joining. And again, we do appreciate very much. Oh, hang on just a minute. I've got a call here from Emily. Just a moment. Hello, Julie. Can you send Emily the Zoom link, please? For some reason, it didn't make it to her. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to just realign the, we'll go ahead and do our introductions here for staff. That will give Emily a few minutes to get logged on. We'll start here. I'll try to make sure that the movement on the screen doesn't move on me, and we can start. Alyssa, do you want to start? Introduce yourself and what parts of the state you cover and what you do, just briefly, please.
Yep, I'm Alyssa Munsterman. I'm an independent living and rehabilitation teacher. I share Polk County with Mark, and I have 13 other counties. So I'm the central and then go down to the south border, so south central kind of area.
Okay, thank you. Kelsey.
I'm Kelsey Hansen. I am also an independent living rehabilitation teacher. I cover Northeast Iowa, so about 18 counties in Northeast Iowa. So I do like Blackhawk County up to Clear Lake, and basically over to the Mississippi from there.
Thank you. Lori.
Hi, I'm Lori Berglund, the independent living rehabilitation teacher for Northwest North Central Iowa. So I have 18 counties up there.
Okay, thank you. Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Edge, and I'm an independent living rehabilitation teacher. I share Polk County with Alyssa, and I have five other counties that go to the north and west of Polk County.
Thank you, Mark. Quinn.
Good afternoon. My name is Quinn Hobble. I am also an independent living rehabilitation teacher. My primary area is kind of the Interstate 80 corridor, or I believe it's called the East Central Iowa. I go as far east as Clinton, but the majority of my clients are in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and kind of the counties surrounding them.
Thank you, Quinn. Marcella.
Hi, I'm Marcella Edmonds. I am the resource specialist for IL, and I do intakes for IL and VR. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcella. Hi, Susan. Thank you for joining.
Sorry, I was on the wrong link, I think.
That's okay. Well, we're just doing introductions, Susan, and just briefly, the regional area that you cover.
Okay. Susan Howard, and I have the southeast corner. I live in Ottumwa and cover just that southern southeast.
Thank you, Susan. And we don't have Monica with us. So, Julie, I believe you're the last one other than our director. So, we'll for the IL staff. Do you want to introduce yourself?
And my name is Julie Skinner, and I am the independent living secretary.
Thank you, Julie. And now we have our director, Emily Wharton.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Emily Warden. I'm the director of the department.
Hey. Oh, hello, Monica. Thank you for joining. Were you on the other link? Oh, Monica, you're muted. Hello, Monica. We're doing introductions and you're up. Can you unmute and say hello and what region do you cover? Okay, maybe there's some technical difficulties there. So we'll move on and we'll hit Monica maybe on the backside. And Carrie, we really appreciate you being with us today. And so having said that, next on the agenda is just public comment. Anything that anyone wants to provide us with input regarding our program services, what we can do to improve our services, or anything that you'd like to say, about how we're doing, that would be very helpful. And I'm taking notes, so I'll just be quiet and listen to what needs to be said.
Well, this is Carrie. I was kind of wondering as far as, and I know you're not going to have actual numbers, but what is the people that are calling in for referrals, where are they getting their referral from, or who's telling them about the department?
So we have a wide array of folks that call us and call in. Marcella is the first line that gets those calls. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. We'd have to pull that on the backside. Wow. Many of the referrals we get come from the eye doctors, family. Okay. Family, case managers, and then we do get self-referrals too as well. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, but if you would like us to pull the specifics and get back to you, I would be happy to do that.
No, that's not necessary. I just like, even when I go into my doctor, I always mention the department, but I don't know how many other ones, really. The doctors themselves are putting it out to their patients that much. I don't know what the solution is necessarily, but go ahead.
Well, and it's interesting that you asked that question, Carrie, because we have been working, collaborating as a team on a marketing project, and I've been announcing this over the last, well, at least the last IL forum. We've been working to market our program, sending information out to, eye doctors, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, area agencies on aging. We're getting information out across the state to, because we're always being told we're the best kept secret, and our teachers, we're all doing presentations, and then the next step is the team and I tomorrow are going to talk, and I know some of us have talked separately in our individual meetings that I have biweekly with staff about how about let's talk with Connie Mendenhall and do like eggs and issues over the radio, and how about let's use some of the spots that we currently have. I know three of our ILAC members they've done spots, and we have those recordings. And I know Susan had some contact up in Kelsey's area some time back, and those spots were run. And it's really hard to delineate whether or not those were super successful, but I know people mentioned that they had heard those spots. It's difficult, though, with radio being so expensive, to have them rerun those spots over and over and over again.
Sure.
But, you know, we try. And so those are conversations we're going to pick up tomorrow in our meeting as well.
And that's, and I'm not, wasn't really saying it wasn't being done good, and I didn't know, but I just, I hate to see people out there suffering that do not want to go, want to contact the department on their own, or, that's always the thing about department for the blind. So people say, okay, I'm not blind, you know, but they don't realize there's services out there for all of us.
Yeah. And I didn't hear you say that either, Carrie, that we weren't doing it right. But I do agree with you that a lot of times it's the denial, you know, that people don't, they don't associate that with their vision loss, that, you know, it's that they're not ready yet to accept the service is a lot of it. And their doctors say that they're ready for the service, but then they don't want to take that next step. And that's the hardest part. They don't even want to see a teacher sometimes. They're not ready.
Right, right. Well, and the library, sorry.
No, no, you're right. That's the hardest part, I think, for them.
Yeah, the library, you know, especially the library too, I think, because, you know, there's, that's one of the things that we all deal with is being able to read books and get references. Now, I was going to ask one question also. Is the website, Iowa Department for the Blind website, is that kind of encouraged too for people? Because, I guess what I'm where I'm coming from is the support group that I was in last Thursday was there, not that the teachers aren't telling them, but they don't know to where to get some of those visual aids where the rest of us used to have it from at the department, but they don't know that they can, and I believe that's true. You can still go to your website and there is a section in there that says visual aids or help or whatever, so that they would have that contact information for like independent living or MaxiAids and all that.
Yes, the website is, I probably need to, because I'm still exploring, the website is new, and I would like to defer that to Emily and have her talk a little bit more about that, because I'm still exploring it transitioned. And so, Emily, would you like to field that question, please?
Yeah, so yeah, yes, you are correct. We do have that up there. And I was trying to search my memory banks for exactly where it ended up after the redesign. And I'm not 100% sure how to tell somebody exactly how to get it to it. But that is a really popular resource and one that's requested a lot. And so I'm going to make a note here to make sure that that's really easy to get to. So that folks can find that right away.
It has been redesigned. Is that what you guys were saying, or?
Yeah. So all the state websites across the state of state government in Iowa have been redesigned, and it's a very sleek new design, and it's got a lot of great new features in it. But it's a little bit different than what it had been in the past, and so there's a little bit of getting used to about where things are and how to get to stuff. You know, so we're working to make sure that the stuff that is the most popular, that people use the most, is really easiest to find.
And so when Kim said something about being on podcast, so is that where you can go for the podcast also, or
yeah,
maybe?
So yeah, we have links to the podcast as well. And that one I need to make sure that make sure that we're featuring that, and that page is getting updated also. But yeah, that's one of the resources that we like to highlight there on the website.
Okay, that's great. Well, that's about it, I think, as far as what I was concerned about. I know that the forum is quarterly, and so it's kind of hard for us old people to remember So it's always good for us to be reminded of that. So there's more people on the call because you're not going to be able to improve your work or know what's out there for us needing help if we don't express it. So
I totally agree with you, Carrie. We've been trying to get the word out to some of our supporters and friends. We do our best to do that. Teachers are letting folks know too. And we do want people, we want increased participation. And we certainly value your feedback today. So please, if you would help us to get the word out as well, that would be terrific. So anyone is welcome to come. We would love to hear from more people. And even through the podcast, if they listen and would like to have a conversation with Emily or me after they hear the podcast, they just need to pick up the phone or email us. We would really like to hear from more people. So thank you so much. We appreciate your input. All right. So anyone else have any other comments that they want to make? If not, we'll close the comment period.
Kim, this is Marcella.
Yes.
I just want to say I just looked up our website, and when you go to blind.iowa.gov, and that brings up the main page, it also, and you just scroll up, and then it has where it has aids and devices and resources. So it is accessible and very easy to find.
Right. Good. Thank you, Marcella. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've been going to like policies, procedures, and a few things. I just haven't had a lot of time to explore the entire new web design. So thank you for looking that up. Okay, we're going to move on, and Emily, I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind giving us your director's quarterly update.
Well, thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so much is going on. It seems hard to figure out how to condense it every quarter. So we are in the middle of a lot of different projects across the agency. One thing that's affecting a big chunk of our agency is we are getting a new case management system. And we've had the same case management system here since 2004. And it's looking a little bit long in the tooth, and it's not actually technically functioning as well as it could. And so we are in the process of implementing a new case management system. And I do want to thank Kim and Kelsey and Julie and Susan for their help in testing at the IL side, because, you know, we're kind of a inventing a wheel as far as the IL side of things goes, which is great because it gives us the opportunity to have all of our data really correspond well towards our federal reporting requirements. I don't know, this is a super boring kind of topic, but I'm a bit of a data nerd myself, so I find it a little more interesting probably than most. But, you know, one of the challenges that we've had in recent years is the federal reporting has changed, and the way that they want us to collect our data and what they want us to collect has changed. And we've been, doing what we can. WES does a whole lot to work with our current case management system, our data analyst, WES Majerus, and to keep it running and everything like that. But it's really not corresponding well to the reporting requirements that we have. So we have the opportunity to build out the independent living side of the system to meet the independent younger blind and the independent older blind reporting requirements. And I think that will really help us. I know it's going to help Kim come report entering time for sure. And Wes, when it comes time to running the data and whatnot, which is always seems to be a glitchier every year. So really looking forward to that. No computer system changeover is ever, 100% smooth. And so, and it's definitely going to be a change for folks, different interface than what they're used to. And so we're going to be providing training and, so But I appreciate everybody's patience and willingness to learn and willingness to, adopt a new system, even though it's not fun to give up one that you're really comfortable with. So that is a big thing is happening internally here. We've had a number of outreach opportunities as an agency. We had staff and supporters marching in the or walking in the State Fair Parade. We're looking to do the Festival of Trees again this year. It's a fundraiser for Children's Hospital, and it's a good way to get our agency name out there, and also a way for folks to who enjoy decorating and things like that to be able to contribute to a tree. We've had a number of tours of different organizations and then individuals come through the building. I've meant to pull up the text that Connie had about how many people we've had visit recently, but it's quite a bit. We featured that in our volunteer newsletter. And so it's been a generally very lively place around here. Going into the fall, we'll be excited to have our young adult transition program back in back in the building. We are, there's a whole bunch of library programming that gets ramped up this time of year. We also go to and speak at the consumer group state conventions. We're going to be, a number of us will be speaking at the Iowa Council of the United Blind Convention this weekend, and then I'll be speaking at the NFB of Iowa meeting on the 16th of September. And we will be having our board meeting, commission board meeting in the fall, where we do our budget approval with the commission board and other policy issues across the department. That'll be on the 19th of September, and it'll be at 1 o'clock. It's a different time, so I'm making sure to point that out to folks. I apologize. I had to get a medical appointment that was really hard to get, and I the only time I could get without going several months down the road was that day, and it was overlapping with the noon start time. So I really appreciate the commissioner's flexibility and letting me be able to take that earlier appointment. And so, yeah, and then going into the fall, we'll be looking at putting in our budget request for 2025. It's kind of wild to say 2025, but that's the next budget year that we'll have. And we are anticipating requesting level funding for the next state fiscal year, but we will be then also asking for some capital improvements for our building. We're in the process of doing a number of those currently, different maintenance and capital projects. So I could hear earlier the floors, the carpets being replaced above me in the orientation center. And we're doing a lot of work on our roof. It's got some leaking issues. And so we're getting those taken care of too. That's been a multi-year project in addition to some tuck pointing in the building and different things that you need to do with a building of a historical building like we have here. So so that would be, I think, everything on my list. Are there any questions? Alrighty. Well, thanks, Kim.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Emily. We appreciate your time, and you're welcome to stay, but if you have to buzz off to another meeting, we certainly do understand. So next, I'm going to give a little update. I was excited to learn that Rehabilitation Service Administration, our funder for our older blind program distributed some additional funds using a statutory formula for the program. Because of the limited amount of funding, not all grantees across the U.S. received those funds. These funds represented only a one-time supplement, and it was not considered an addition to the state's annual federal or the annual formula award that received for federal fiscal year 23. The federal fiscal year we received for this 23, we received $3,500. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot, but any little bit really helps us. And I do want to announce, though, that we've already expended those funds. So I was very thankful that we received those funds. And there's no guarantee that in the 24 federal fiscal year that we'll get those one-time supplements again. In a meeting with David Still from Rehabilitation Service Administration, he made that very clear. He doesn't know whether or not those funds will be available for that next fiscal year. We do have an independent living integration training coming up. It starts Monday, September 11th, and it goes through Friday, September 15th. Our clients will start arriving on Sunday, September 10th. We have 7 participants. We've had one person drop that was scheduled, so we would have had 8. They're going to come in, get settled in on that Sunday, take a tour of the building, that we'll have a meal prepared, have an opportunity to socialize before the end of the evening. During that week, they're going to be participating full time in the orientation center. The National Federation of the Blind of Iowa chapter has agreed to sponsor Monday evening, and then the Iowa Council of the United Blind Des Moines chapter will sponsor Tuesday evening. Usually start about 5:30, and then it go to about 7:30 in the evening, and both groups will sponsor a meal, and they're going to share information about each of their respective consumer groups. By Friday, clients will have at least one morning class of their choice. They'll have an opportunity then to speak with us, and that would usually include me and Carly, our director, Emily, and then some of our teachers will be there. They can give candid feedback about what was helpful. We hope they'll tell us what was not helpful and what we can change to improve our training program. After that, they pack up and they get to go home. We usually start planning for the next one at that point, and we do hope that from that group, we'll be able to have a couple of ideas of who would be interested in being our mentor for the next few trainings. Next on my list, I'd like to report that I'm involved with the Independent Living Network. That includes our statewide Independent Living Council called SILC, and always have been since I've been here, the Centers for Independent Living, SILC. And then, of course, besides our agency, Iowa Vocational Rehabilitation Services involved. It is now time to start planning again for our state plan for independent living, and they call that the SPIL, S-P-I-L. That plan is first, before the plan is conducted, the executive director, Amy Robas, put out in the fall of 2019, there was a public consumer survey to get input from the public. I was able to review that survey and it was quite extensive. And it did actually show on there people responding, say, you know, to some questions, you know, what agencies are you aware of? What services did they provide? And there was some input that there were people that were aware of the Iowa Department for the Blind. I was getting a little worried because it was toward the end of the survey. I'm like, oh, nobody knows about the Iowa Department for the Blind. But near the end of that survey, I did see that people were responding and noted us. So it is time to start looking at that plan and start planning for 2024 to 2027. We're getting together as a group to have those discussions. Those plans will end up ultimately, Emily will get a copy of that and be involved at the level that she is involved in. One of the things I do think that is noteworthy is that we do receive Part B funding on the IL side, which is, and Emily can correct me, but I think it's around $68,000. And so we're working from that end on the younger blind side. The SILs get what's called as Part C funding. And this plan that they're developing is, generally speaking, there is a lot within the plan that is driven, the goals are driven primarily for the Centers for Independent Living and for what the SPIL is going to do. Even though it is a partnership, there is a smaller portion in collaboration under the SPIL that that we are required to do. What I report out on mostly is what we do under the marketing and that sort of thing. Although I will tell you that we do report in our reporting systems together collaboratively. It's called the Q90 at the end of the year. For younger blind, we have to report collectively in this system of how we performed at the end of the year. So that is something we do together, and it is required under the Administration for Community Living. So again, I'm going to be involved in several meetings, and Emily will be kept apprised of that. My thoughts are is they would be putting the plan out for publication for public comment at some point, but that's that will have to be a discussion that the SILs and the executive director of the SILC and the rest of the network will have along the way. I wanted to make one small announcement regarding the new IL Younger Blind service policy that was approved by our commissioners in June. It's regarding our service model. That has been posted on our redesigned website. So I would encourage anyone who's interested, inviting you to go out and read that new policy. I'm sure most of you have, who were involved in that commission meeting, have already had a chance to read it. If you are interested in having any questions answered about that new policy, please feel free to give Emily or myself a call. Another announcement I would like to make is regarding our dear friend Susan Howard. She has an upcoming retirement in October. And by the way, this is her last IL forum that she will be attending. On behalf of our IL division and on behalf of our director of our agency, I would like to thank her for her 36 years of service here at the department and our independent living program. I believe I can certainly speak safely and honestly for all of us here that she really truly possesses a rare quality and ability to listen to her clients and teach them effectively. Many of us have additional personal reasons for our gratitude, and she has given special attention to our agency's need, or perhaps even our own needs at various times. Without going into detail, we give you, Susan, a special thank you for your caring ways. And we thank you for all you have done and all you have taught us, and send you the very best wishes for a happy retirement.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, and hello, Miss Mary Clark. Welcome. I do have a success story that I wanted to talk about, but I will tell you, I'd like to reserve that for Quinn to talk about, because it was an actually incredible success story that he had with, it was under the Work Innovation and Opportunity Act that we developed a partnership with the University of Iowa. So Quinn, I'm not going to steal your thunder, but I would like to talk to you about, have you talk about your experience, if you would, when it's your turn, and the, without naming the postgraduate fellow, mm-hmm. when it's your turn. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely, Kim. All right. Absolutely.
That would be awesome. I would appreciate that very much. I have nothing further to share today, but I'm open for questions if anyone has anything, and then we can lead into the teachers' session. So does anyone have any questions for me? Okay, hearing none. Could we maybe start then with Lori? Would you mind providing everyone with an update, please?
Thank you, Kim. Good afternoon, everyone. As I said before, I cover 18 counties in Northwest, North Central Iowa. I have, over the past few months, 6 clients that have started receiving services and 8 clients who successfully closed their cases. So, it continues to ebb and flow. Kim mentioned integration, and I have 2 clients who are going to be coming from Northwest Iowa, and they're both very excited about attending. And then I have about 5 more who are excited about an opportunity to attend a session in the spring. So everybody's looking forward to those. Community-based training. Back in July, I hosted a CBT with Monica up in Arnold's Park. And just briefly, we had some location challenges, but it all worked out really well. We ended up in a shelter house at a park, and the park had these wonderful long twisting sidewalks. And so we had really good travel lessons that day. It was a lot of fun, and the participants had fun too. So I have a CBT coming up in September in Spencer. And then Kelsey and I are working on one in October. I've been working with a local women's organization, did a speaking engagement with them in July. And then I have one scheduled in October and another one in November. So kind of to your question, Carrie, trying to get in front of as many people as possible to let them know about services and just, get the word out. So along those lines, I also visited several practitioners in my area, just giving them information, sharing my contact information, encouraging current clients to refer friends, neighbors, relatives, that sort of thing. And then I do have some other recently closed referrals that I'm going to follow up on. I've got several folks in Spirit Lake who are trying to start like a Great Lakes region support group. So they're moving forward with that. And then I had some questions from the Spencer group about their kind of monthly invitation mailing. So we got that worked out. I have been referring a lot of clients to the area agencies on aging. I have a lot of clients who love using the talking prescription labels. And I have a couple of clients who've been successful in getting approved for the Affordable Connectivity Program to help out with internet access and some of those things. So in addition to that, I guess I'll just wrap up by saying I've had maybe a dozen calls from former clients, just, you know, certain questions that they need answered. So it's been fun to connect with them. So I'll conclude there and ask if there are any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Next, we have Mark Edge.
Hello. So again, my service region includes sharing Polk County with Alyssa, and then I have Story, Boone, Green, Guthrie, and Dallas County. Since our last forum, I looked up, I've closed 12 cases, and I have another 6 right now that I can close, so about 18 case closures for this quarter. I've just recently gotten 5 new applications, so that will balance out the 6 that I'm about to close, so it's nice when they kind of balance each other out. I have had 2 speaking engagements since we last met. On June 21st, I did a presentation on Iowa Department for the Blind Services to the Ames Low Vision Support Group. And then on July 17th, I did a presentation to a PEO chapter in Johnston on department services. And both groups were very, very interested in all the stuff that's going on at the department. In June, we did a independent living integration week, and I was one of 3 staff assigned to work that. We ended up having 2 gentlemen as our participants, one of whom was my client, and it was a great week. You know, having a small group like that, they received so much individual attention, and both had such positive comments about their experience, and we're so grateful that they had the opportunity to come for a week. So, and as Kim mentioned, we have another week coming up here in September, and that will be all hands on deck. All the IL staff will be working that event. And my main role for the week will be assisting Darren Lee, the shop instructor in the center, assisting him with the classes during that week. And then on Wednesday of that week, Susan and I will be going with participants on a dining experience out at a local restaurant, and they will be under learning shades, experiencing the whole, you know, how to travel, how to order off a menu, how to find things on the table, how to, you know, eat various foods, and how to pay a check, and all non-visually. So that's always a fun experience. Just recently, Alyssa, Susan, and I have talked about doing a combined community-based training in October. So looking forward to that. I have a couple snowbirds that will be leaving soon after that. So looking at that as an opportunity to get some intensive training in before they leave town. I'll just go ahead and do an update on support groups. The Ames Low Vision Support Group is going strong. Don Wirth is the leader of that group, and I try to go, they meet once a month on the 3rd Wednesday of the month, and I try to go as many meetings as I can and get my new clients in Story County to those meetings. And then we have the Blindness Empowerment Support Team of Greater Des Moines is now meeting once a month, the 3rd Thursday of each month. And they're now meeting at the CISL office at Park Fair Mall. CISL is the Central Iowa Center for Independent Living. And every month recently, we've had brand new people at those meetings. So that's really nice to see. And they are really appreciative of the opportunity to meet other blind people. I think that's about it for me. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Hello, Marcella. You're next on the list.
Hello, I'm Marcella Edmonds. I'm the resource specialist for IL. At this time, I have 8 open new referrals. And one of those referrals, I'll probably call today and assign them to an IL teacher because we received the iReport, and so they're ready to move forward. Also, my calls for July only had 2 weeks that I was here, not on vacation, that I was taking calls. And so I had 17 calls in July, and I've been helping with the market campaign, trying to get a list of different nursing homes, assisted living, different eye doctors, veterans affairs offices, so we can send letters out so we can let everybody know where we at and what we're about. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcella. Kelsey.
Hi. So I have had a lot of clients actually close successfully in the last couple of months. So that's nice to see. I've done a speaking engagement in July. I did one in Cedar Falls at the Western Home Communities. I had about 14 people, maybe. It's a pretty big turnout for some of the speaking engagements I've been to. And then I'm continuing on with the trying to get the support group off the ground in Waterloo, and that's at Bridges Senior Lifestyle Living, the third Monday of every month from 1 to 3. And so far, we've done various things. We've had a bring your favorite assistive technology device. We've had someone come to talk about guide dogs. And then we just had a low vision specialist come and speak. And then next month, so September 18th, we're having someone to come to talk about running a support group so that, to help them kind of figure it out and get up off the ground without my assistance. And so that's going pretty well. Other than that, I'm working on testing the new case management system. And I think that's about it.
Thank you, Kelsey. Hello, Alyssa. It's your turn.
So I'm Alyssa Munsterman, and this is my first ILAC meeting since I was on maternity leave. I came back in June. I was about to say the wrong month. It just, time flies, but she just turned 5 months, my little one. Currently, I have 39 cases, but I'm successfully going to be closing 2 of them, and I have 2 new referrals. I have 13 counties, but share Polk with Mark, of course. I'm planning some sort of CBT, like Mark said, with Susan and Mark, hopefully in October, and Kelsey and I were in the talks of doing one as well. I'm not sure about timeline on that one either, but I did walk in the State Fair Parade with Iowa Department for the Blind, so that was kind of fun, very different experience I probably would have never done. It's kind of more fun being in the parade than watching it, I feel like, just being with our employees and some of our clients was nice. Let's see. Oh, I did do a speaking engagement in Osceola just recently this month. It was to like a retired teacher's group. It was a good, fun group of ladies. And then another person in that group asked me if I could come speak in September, and I told them yes in Leon, but it turns out that's the same week we have a senior integration, so I have to reschedule that. Then also trying to set up a speaking engagement in Knoxville at one of the assisted living places there. Just kind of playing phone tag with them, trying to get that set up. And I'm hoping to also set up a booth or table, whatever you want to call it, at some of the county fairs, like the small ones next year. I didn't get in there fast enough I was trying to get, like, where I'm from is Adams County. And so I was talking to my mom before that, but they had already had everything set up. So I didn't get to do it this year, but I'm hoping next year and then maybe some of the other ones around there, just to get the word out. And then when I was in Osceola, next to where we had our my speaking engagement, funny enough, the eye doctor literally was next door. So I dropped off stuff to them. Senior integration goes on in September, I'll be doing mostly Braille instruction with our group. So that's kind of me in a nutshell right now. Any questions? Well, thank you guys.
Thank you, Alyssa. Okay, Monica.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay, I got it all working. Anyway, this is Monica Vineski, and I'm an independent living teacher for the western side of Iowa, since I didn't get to introduce earlier. I'm not sure the exact numbers of cases that I've closed or opened in the last quarter, but it's been pretty steady in and pretty steady out. I can say in the last month, I've closed about four or five, and I've opened about four or five. So it's remaining pretty constant. Lori mentioned earlier that she and I jointly did a community-based training at Arnold's Park, which really was fun. She mentioned the site challenges that we had had to conduct it. And the pavilion, it was all done outdoors, which was quite different, but it was really good because unlike today, it was a cool summer day. And I have two public speakings coming up on the same day in September. One is at Siouxland District Health. The other is at Whispering Creek Senior Living. There's a third coming up. I don't remember the exact date, but it's close to Thanksgiving at the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. I would be a booth at their health fair. And I'm working on doing a fourth in Council Bluff at another senior living center. I've been doing some outreach as well, making up some folders with some flyers and leaflets, my business card, dropping them off in various doctor's offices as I travel throughout my region. I sent one person to this IL integration. It was in June, and I think that went really well for him based on what he said. And I have two coming for the upcoming September IL integration, one from the Cherokee area and one from the Cass County area. I think that might be it for now.
Any questions for Monica? Okay. Thank you, Monica.
Sure.
And the last person on the list is Julie.
Support staff here at, in the IL department. I just wanted to remind everyone or let everyone know that we have a volunteer program here where we can have volunteers assigned to different departments or divisions throughout the agency. IL right now has one volunteer, Mary, who is working with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays for 5 hours each day. And she's doing a great job. So if you or you know anyone that might be interested in volunteering with us at IDB, we have an online application on our website. And the website is blind.iowa.gov. That's it.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we've gone through all the staff and I think we've addressed everything.
You forgot about me, Kim.
Oh, Quinn, I did. You know, I apologize. And, you know, I did that to you the last time, I think.
Yes, you did.
I so apologize. The screen keeps moving on me. And, in fact, you weren't even on my list. My goodness, I so apologize. Quinn.
No worries.
You go ahead because you have something very important to announce here with this story. So yeah. Go for it.
So my name is Quinn Hobble, and as I said at the beginning, I serve kind of what you would call the Eastern Central Corridor. So kind of in and around the Interstate 80 area, with my primary larger cities being Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. I would say over the past quarter, I have closed about 5 cases and got about 5 new referrals. Unfortunately, I have had a few of my clients end up not with me, obviously, but end up having some health concerns. So there are a couple cases that I'm still working with, but we're kind of in a holding pattern for, you know, about a month or so while they work on their, you know, getting themselves back healthy. So at the end of June, I actually had the opportunity to work with a graduate fellow student at the University of Iowa. And this student was coming from Africa for a 6-week postgraduate program. And the student, they've been losing their vision kind of slowly over time. And they were concerned about, you know, being able to complete their postgraduate studies. So I worked with this student for a total of 16 hours over 2 8-hour days and was able to give them a comprehensive kind of overview of different skills related to blindness, such as cane travel. I provided an introduction related to basic screen reader usage on their computer. And a lot of it, though, was spent answering their questions about blindness and about the capabilities of blind individuals. As part of that 16 hours, I also had the opportunity to do 2 speaking engagements. The first one was with about 8 professors that were working as part of the graduate program at the University of Iowa. And I spoke to them about the services in general offered by the Iowa Department for the Blind, and as well as the services offered through the Independent Living Division. I also, on the second day I was there, had the opportunity to do a presentation to 18 graduate students. So it was 18 of the fellow students, all from different areas in Africa. And I gave them kind of an overview of, you know, of blindness, answered a lot of their questions about best ways to, you know, assist a blind person, you know, different ways that blind people navigate. And it was a really positive experience for the students. They all very much enjoyed what I had to say and definitely seemed like as they were going to go back to Africa, they would take a, you know, kind of a different look at blindness. So, and I extremely enjoyed that. I really liked working with the University of Iowa. I enjoyed working with the fellow student. Give me one second here. That's about it for me. Unless, Kim, is there something I missed?
No, I think it was, we had absolutely positive feedback from the University of Iowa regarding their experience with Quinn. Regarding the professors who interacted with Quinn, the information received, our philosophy here at the department, being all positive. The fellow, postgraduate fellow, we had received positive feedback. You know, so what they received from you, Quinn, through what we believe here philosophically, not only reached here at home, but it reached around the world.
Correct.
And that is a huge impact because they're going back home, which is around the world. So, I mean, that's huge. And I think, you know, I'm thrilled about that. I can't speak for Emily, but I'm hopeful she's thrilled just as much as me. So thank you for having that positive feedback is tremendous in my opinion. And thank you for the work. Okay. Any open comments from anyone on the call today? That's where we're at on the agenda. Open questions, any other comments before we close?
Carrie,
yes, go ahead, Carrie.
I always have to have the last word. So. one of the things I thought about was with the training, when I was at last, the girl was from out of town, and she, you know, we all have our issues with the shades off, but she had said, for some reason, she took them off just to wipe her eye or something like that. But she says, oh, is that the Capitol? So it might be something that you might think about doing in the training where there's people from out of town, you know, that never maybe been to Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, I know it's a little far out there for a tour, but, you know, just that type of thing where they can, you know about. And then very positive about this meeting. I'm glad I heard a lot of things that I had a question about, and it looks like they're being taken care of. And that's part of the thing when I, you know, not involved like this, I don't know. So I'm glad that a lot of these things are being done. I'm always a big one on technology, of course, but that's, you know, it's just personal people too that, as far as their technology skills and all that too. But I think you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you for your comments, Carrie. We appreciate your joining us today and your feedback. Anyone else have any other questions before we adjourn or comments? Okay, then. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, and we will meet in another quarter. The announcements will go out, and we look forward to seeing everybody. And again, this will be on a podcast. So as soon as it gets downloaded, we will make sure it gets out on our website. So thank you all for joining us. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take good care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Have a great day.